It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Joining on the phone, always great catching up and chatting with Amanda Hagel. Amanda, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
Hey, Matt. I'm doing great. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, anytime. So let's talk about your new tune that you released here recently called These Roots. It is an awesome song, and I think the song kind of is about what the title is about, where you come from and growing up with the roots that you did. So can you tell us a little bit about this one, kind of the story behind it, and how this one came to be written?
You bet. Special song. I knew it was the moment I began to write it, and there's so much beauty in the lyric and the music. I really wanted to captivate the essence of, you know, what it means to me to have a very specific foundation, especially in my family growing up, you know, in a loving family in the southwest corner of Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
You know, the reflection of just the essence of that and just paying homage to that was really important to me. I began to write the song only a couple months before my mom unfortunately came down with terminal cancer, and she would pass away a few months later. Mm-hmm. So the synchronicity and you know, the importance of why I had the inspiration in the first place to write the song kind of came to me later on when I looked back and I thought, you mm-hmm. know, it was so pivotal that I started to reflect on my roots at that moment. And so I feel like I'm kind of, you know, paying my respect and my parents' legacy and growing up on the family farm. And lots of people are just connecting to the song on such a deep level. It's reflecting on their own roots as well. And so, you know, greatest achievement for a songwriter is to have that connection with your fans
for
and
sure.
your audience. So
all
very
right.
excited about the song, yeah.
You know, it's a great song, and I love hearing the story behind it and how special this one is to you. And I'm assuming the music video is super special as well. It is a fantastic music video. The beautiful Saskatchewan scenery, the wheat fields, and I'm a big fan of retro trucks as well. So I love the truck that's in the video as well. So tell us a little bit about the music video and how that process was for you and where that was filmed.
So we filmed it just actually outside of Saskatoon, so just in one of the rural districts of the central part of the province.
Yeah.
Found some beautiful wheat fields on some of the prairie roads, and it was just at that perfect time right before harvest. We were actually kind of worried that the combines would show up before we were ready to film, so I was crossing my fingers. Anyway, it worked out great, and it was just a way to depict that essence of the prairies and the farming community. Every single prop in the video was carefully considered because I really wanted to portray that feeling and energy of the nostalgia of a family lineage and a prairie lineage. So the old truck, all the old photos I chose to use, and then, of course, a personal touch with some of my family photos as well with my parents
yeah.
and grandparents. So, you know, it was one of my favorite videos to film. I can't say enough about Nolita Studios. They did an absolutely fantastic job. You know, given it was the windiest day of the summer, as crazy as that sounds, but, you know, the winds of change is one of the main lyrics in the chorus, and I think it
yeah.
worked out perfectly that we got a little wind blown, but we made it work.
That's awesome. It really came together really, really awesome. Again, Melita Studios, they do a fantastic job, as always. Again, joined now by Amanda Hagel. Amanda, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Yeah. Hoping to be busy playing when kind of festival season rolls around and playing some live shows this year. What's kind of 2023 on the way for you?
Well, you know, it's unfolding in kind of a really organic and unique way. You know, I chose to expand my reach a little into the United States. So I'm working with a couple public relations companies down there. And we've just had a fabulous response to the song and the video so far. So I'm actually scheduled for a lot of interviews online and over the phone
nice.
To radio and things. So it's we actually had a huge premiere on the Heartland TV network for the video as well as CMT.com. So, I mean, I'm just
wow.
kind of over the moon about the response and just, you know, the reach that we're getting, because the goal for me is always to reach as many people with this music and this message. That's always my
mm-hmm.
goal. So, yeah, as far as playing this summer, I'm hoping to do maybe a little mini These Roots kind of tour. I'd like to tour some different places and just, you know, start putting shows together summer and fall. Kind of, you know, using the theme of These Roots as kind of a hub So I'm excited about putting that together potentially, and just, you know, coming out and seeing some folks and playing some music for them.
That's awesome. Before I let you go, I am curious about the playing of live music. I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to perform these roots to a live audience, whether it be with a band or even acoustically. And if you have, how has that gone for you? And how's it like playing a new song for the first time for a live audience?
Well, what's interesting is I haven't had a formal experience to play it just yet. I chose not to play it at our shows back in December,
okay.
November, December. I chose
yeah.
to just wait. You know, and it's interesting for me because, you know, I'm a perfectionist at heart. I like to deliver the best performance possible.
For sure.
So actually, at this moment, right now, I'm rehearsing it regularly. I have backing tracks, and I have, of course, my own acoustic guitar that I play,
yeah.
You know, as well. And so I'm nailing it. I'm doing well and with the phrasing. I just want to make sure that when I actually get the opportunity to deliver it as a you know, the first time, I want to make sure
mm-hmm.
I'm ready. So it's been fun. The rehearsals have been going good, and I'll be ready to do that very soon.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Amanda, it's always great catching up with you. Absolutely love the new tune, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road and very shortly. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Awesome, Matt. Thanks so much.